Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Hello, everybody. Fred Film Radio. My name is Matt Micucci, as usual, and we are still at the Rome Film Fest 2020, and still media partners of Alice nella Città, which means Alice in the Cities. All right, so where do we go from here? I guess I'm going to give you a little time so that you can share this live broadcast. Nobody ever says that word broadcast. It's an old-timey word, but I like it. I like old-timey expressions, so I try to use them as much as I can in my shows. Go ahead and share this live stream we're going to be talking about. This is the fourth deity. Someone just coughed. Get out, sir. We do not want any... Don't want any problem with the law. No, but in all seriousness, we are kind of surprised that the festival is still open. But according to the Prime Minister of Italy, it's going to keep running. I guess, you know, I found the DCPM to be very fair. You know, just as long as people are responsible, we'll be able to cope with the situation. I don't want to get, you know, I don't want to bring the whole show down. But obviously, there's a coronavirus on, as you can probably tell. For posterity, if you'll be looking at this daily report 2 years from now and see me with a mask on, it's not because somebody scarred my face in a duel, because I might have, slept with somebody's wife. You know, they used to challenge people, you know, slap them with a glove, and I challenge you to a duel, sir. You may pick the weapons. And then they would have to pick the weapons, which is usually guns. And then they would show up in a nondescript place, and each person would have a witness, which I never really understood why. And then there would be a kind of a referee figure, and then he would just gather you together and just go like, all right, these are the rules. You take 3 steps away from each other, and then at the 4th step, you turn around and you shoot. Obviously, the person who dies loses, because, you know, there's no more bigger loss than losing your life in a sport as sacrosanct as dueling. I wonder if they still do dueling in the city of Rome. What the hell am I talking about? Anyways, folks, so I guess anyone who is interested in this live stream has probably joined us by now. So there's probably about 5 people, I'm guessing. We don't want to get a live count. I don't want to... What?
Watching now.
How many people are watching now?
Thousand.
Thousand?
Thousands.
1,000, thanks, madam. So what films have been screening today? I guess, can I be honest with you? It's not really a very inspiring day. But I'm going to start off by just talking about the film that I watched. I watched True Mothers of Naomi Cavazze. Regia, can you check if this is an official selection film from Cannes? I have a feeling that it is, but somehow I got a doubt in my mind that it's not.
Say it again?
It's called True Mothers, and it's by Naomi Cavazze. So it's a Japanese drama about adoptions. Essentially, the film revolves around 2 women, one who becomes the adoptive mother to a child who was born.
Yeah, it was selected.
It's one of the Cannes select, so it has got a Cannes select. Yeah. Obviously, let's explain to the folks at home. Explain to the folks at home, Giacomo, what does that mean, the Cannes label?
Can't talk, man.
Oh, yeah, it's here. Great. You don't have a mic. All right, the mic man doesn't have a mic. The worst excuse I've ever heard. If the mic man doesn't have a mic, why do we have a mic man? No, I'm just kidding. Giacomo, by the way, this is his last day. So we've got a, you know, we're going to do Giacomo Colussi. That's your name, right? I'm just kidding. Giacomo Colussi, we speak your name. We speak your name. Yeah. Anyway, so thank you very much, Giacomo. Well, I don't know how we're going to get on without you. I don't know how we're going to get on without you, man. It's been a pleasure. We speak your name. We speak your name. So Naomi Cavazze, yeah, it's a story about... basically, let me do this all over again. It's a story about 2 women, one of whom becomes the adoptive mother to a baby who was born from a 14-year-old girl. And then, the natural mother of the child returns, wanting to connect with the parents. I won't give too much away the proposition that she makes them, but Then it goes on to explore the background story of the moment in which this child was adopted and how they got to that point. And I don't know. I mean, it's, what can I say about this film? I mean, I don't want to be too tough on it, but it seemed rather naive to me, you know. It's selected by Cannes. I guess I'm just not a fan of Naomi Cavazze. I've seen basically most of her films, and it's all right. There's a few cool shots of light, but I mean, come on, are we really, you know, I don't want to be too tough on it because I'm a nice guy, but I didn't really like it that much. Ooh, somebody sent me a text. It's her. Let's see. By the way, I should read you a tweet that I should read you a tweet that I got earlier today. It's from a lady.
Naomi.
Ooh, it's got a picture too.
Is it a sponsor?
So, how are things, honey? I break up with my boyfriend 7 hours ago. And I am so... No, I can't read it. Anyways, I thought it would be funny, but then I realized that we are media partners of Alice nella Città, a strand of the Rome Film Festival dedicated to a younger audience. Let's talk about another film from the main program, though, which I haven't seen, but I guess we should mention. It's called Fortuna, by someone who probably has the best first name of any Italian first name I've ever heard. Nicolangelo? That's an awesome name. That is really an awesome... I like that name. Am I crazy? Nicolangelo. So it's two names in one, and they fit really well. And it's such an original name. I don't know if I know anybody who has that same name. And but I haven't seen it, so let me see if I... But we do have someone, Federica, who is kind of the location manager, I like to say. And the social media manager, too, but also the location manager. She's in charge of the room. I guess so. I mean, you know, you've got an imposing presence, you know. So we feel your energy. We feel your energy. We know that, you know, you got to talk with the boss when people come in. They know where to look and just, yeah, okay, we're cool. But listen, so you've seen the movie. Did you like it?
Yes.
So am I right in saying that it's about a young girl? Mm-hmm. And she's kind of shy and comes from a troubled background. Mm-hmm. Has trouble relating with adults and finds escape in her fantasy world.
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
And you liked it?
Yes, a lot.
You want to get on camera?
No.
Okay, well, you know. We'll do the off-field. So why did you like it?
Because it's a slap in the face.
Ooh.
But
I like that.
In a way,
I mean,
that
I don't like to get slapped in the face.
In a way that
sometimes
you don't
do.
Expect. Yes.
You don't like
it's,
to be spanked?
It's a trauma.
Oh, it's a trauma.
Yes.
Okay, so, all right. So,
it's a drama and it's a trauma.
Oh, it's a trauma. There should be a genre of films that's trauma. You know, is it a drama film? No, it's a trauma film. So, folks, it's probably a good film. I don't know much about it, so I can't help you. But I do believe that it stars Valeria Golino. And, all right, so now it's time. Before we start talking about Alice nella Città, it's time to meet this guy who has been a looming presence over some of our shows. You get 2 minutes to yourself. I'm gonna sit over there, get a glass of champagne.
Tonight, I didn't sleep well at all.
Oh, I see what you did, Filippo. You prepared a joke for the show.
No, man.
Kind of an amateur.
No. Listen very closely. I kept going back in my thoughts to that joke that you were making yesterday, but you didn't finish.
What was that?
What about the public transports? Something like... do you know who doesn't need the public transports? And then you said, oh, no, I cannot
say
this.
That's not what I said.
But
that's not what I said. I said, do you know when the public transports always ran on time in Italy?
Did you say that?
Yes. And it's a bad joke that I shouldn't finish because people who know that it was a controversial joke that I can't finish.
And so you will leave me like this? Also, tonight I won't sleep properly.
I'll tell you after the show. Filippo... I'm going to leave you here for 30 seconds and you can make your observation. Then we'll be back. But first, a word from our sponsor. Let's take a commercial break.
Am I your sponsor?
Is he your sponsor?
Is there your sponsor?
Spring Design is your sponsor.
We're taking a commercial break. We have a sponsor now. Yeah? It's the fourth day of the show.
Who's our sponsor?
Swing Design.
Oh, the Swing chair. Design, yes. Okay. Yeah. We have a clip from Swing Design?
No.
We don't have an ad? Commercial break? All right, well, I guess... I guess we upset people too much to have sponsors. I had a sponsor one because I was recovering from alcoholism. I don't know what's funny about that. I've been dealing with alcoholism for a long time. So tell us, Filippo.
Yes.
You haven't seen any films at the Rome Film Festival.
I've seen Palazzo di Giustizia.
But why don't you talk about that? Yeah, talk about that. That's an Alice nella Città film, right?
Yes.
Go ahead. No, be serious. Don't be Benigni like.
I'm doing the demonstration of the rocking chair.
Go on. What did you think of Palazzo di Giustizia, which means palace justice?
Yeah. I found it.
Palace of justice. Explain to folks at home if you liked Palace of Justice.
I like it.
But look in the camera when you say it.
It's very...
That's your tree right there.
Peculiar, because...
Look in the camera when you say...
I'm looking in.
Are you in camera? Don't make jokes. You've got 30 seconds. Can you count them in? 30 seconds. Count 30 seconds.
I can.
And then, okay, have you got a clock?
Yes.
30 seconds. Tell the folks at home if you liked Palazzo di Giustizia. First of all, who directed it?
Chiara Bellosi.
Oh, good. Okay, you remember that. Go ahead. Explain to the folks at home, 30 seconds, whether you liked it and why.
Palazzo di Giustizia has a peculiar narrative style, which actually goes on the detail of the relationship between the characters and analyzes them on a very widened time frame. The main narrative event is not the most important aspect of the film, but the developing relationship between them and how they flourish together and how they maybe don't flourish together, how they develop throughout the films through fine interactions of expressions of simple small things. That's the main focus of the film. Watch it and make your own idea upon it.
I don't understand anything you said. What are you... He's clapping. He's clapping. Giacomo, you're clapping. Okay, Giacomo, you're clapping, but you don't understand what he said. Nobody understands. Can you say? Well, okay, so what did he say? Explain. Get yourself a microphone and explain. Describe what he said. Exactly. I don't know what you said, man. The stories, the widening. Just kidding. So you liked it?
I liked it, yes.
You liked it, yeah.
Yes, and also there are great actors such as Sarah Short. A rising star, I would say.
Is that a joke?
No, it's not a joke.
Because she's short, so she's a rising star?
No, man. Man. That's bad, man.
I'm too
quick. That's Batman.
That's her name. All right, we're going to take a break. Oh, we don't have a break. All right. Okay, Filippo, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
You can take the seat with
Tell
you.
Tell me
that's,
the joke
that's
later.
Your big, no, take it to seat with you. And that's your gag. I know you like doing that. Filippo Guarna, ladies and gentlemen. Filippo, we speak your name. We speak your name. All right, so I'm going to close it up. All I want to say is that today, this morning, I did quite an extensive run of interviews with folks presenting short films from the Alice nella Città Parallel and Independent Strand, which I take this opportunity to remind you we are the media partners of. And I did about 13 interviews in a row with directors, and some actors showed up as well to talk about the shorts that they were presenting in competition. Out of competition, there was a special event in there as well. And most of those interviews are on the Italian channel, but I just wanted to kind of make you aware of the fact that, Alice is supporting new filmmakers, upcoming talent, just trying to make their way through the film world. And that's also what film festivals are all about. And so what else did I have to... Oh, yeah, all right. So Alice nella Città also presented a retrospective on an Italian comedy called The Graduates, I suppose you could say, I Laureati, by Leonardo Pieraccioni. Did we end up doing the interviews here in the studio?
Not here.
No. Okay, so we did. There is a few interviews about that film, which was released in 1995 on Fred.fm as well. You'll be able to check those out. Possibly also on our YouTube channel, because I should make you aware that we're also on YouTube as well as Facebook, where you're hopefully looking at this. It's already on YouTube because we work fast, baby. We work fast. You see that? That's because I'm fast. But I ran all the way over there and came back. I'm ruining my reputation with these live streams a little bit. I feel like I'm ruining my reputation a little bit. Not that I had a good reputation to begin with, you know. And also, there have been a few masterclasses and talks at this festival, and there will be in the coming days. The one of today was with master documentarian Gianfranco Rosi, who is a legend. He's one of the only, I believe he's the only documentary filmmaker to have won both the Silver Bear, no, not the Silver Bear, the Golden Lion and, yeah, the Silver Bear. He won the Golden Lion and the Silver Bear. Not the silver, the golden bear. Why would it be the silver bear? It's the golden bear. It's a light golden. The Palme d'Or. It's got to be the golden bear, right? So Francesco Rosi was the only
connection problem.
Ma che cazzo, raga? Ma che cazzo è connection problem? Ma che palle, raga? Cioè io sto qua che parlo. Quando è smesso il connection problem? Alright, so let me just go. Alright, so. Okay. Oh, we're back? Alright, so just because we needed to close it, you know. So the connection dropped. I guess I said something. Guy. Alright, we're doing this bit again. Oh my god. You want to take this chair too and I sit on the floor? What are you doing?
Take the chairs.
I'm really decrying this. So all I wanted to say that the masterclass for today was with Gianfranco Rosi. I just checking if I had a hole in my pants. And because it can happen. It can happen and you don't even know it sometimes, you know. And he's a great documentary filmmaker. I don't know if you heard me say that he was the only documentary filmmaker to have won both the Golden Lion and the Golden Bear. Different films, of course. But in any case, he did a masterclass here, and of course, it's only one of the few masterclasses of the Rome Film Fest. Just I don't know what's going on here. We gotta close, but before we do, let's take a phone call from one of the fans. Hello. Before we close, let's a word from our sponsor. None of that either. Before we close, let's take it to the band. All right, I'll close. But you know what? I would hang out with you guys all day long if it was up to me. Because that's what it's all about. And all right, so check out all of our content on Fred.fm and the social media as well. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Bebo, TikTok, Tinder, Grindr. Sometimes. I don't have a problem with that. Hey, it's all good, man. It's all good. And can anybody else think of any other Instagram? We've got an Instagram account, Fred.fm or Fred Film Radio. Be able to find it all there. Google, we're on Google too.
Spotify.
We're on Spotify? Yes. We're on Spotify. That platform sucks. Exploits a lot of artists. F Spotify. And probably Apple Mass. What's the iMusic, whatever. And listen, all right, so check out all of our content there. And it's time for the close. So till the next time, join us tomorrow. Stay healthy, stay safe, stay strong, and stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.